Experienced preppers say that the biggest risk during a collapse scenario is the unprepared and their tendency to panic and freak out and then become lawless and try to loot and steal and so on because they did not store extra food, they don't have a means of self-defense and so on. But, and that's commonly talked about. That's not what this podcast is about. Not exactly. What I want to begin by pointing out here is that people had a chance to learn about preparedness during COVID because we had COVID lockdowns, big time lockdowns in many cities, not just in the United States, but around the world. And we had a lack of supply. We had food shortages. We had basically rationing at the grocery stores. There were limits on what you could buy, even at Costco. People saw this firsthand. And then now many of them have forgotten that and they've gone back to their normal way of doing things, which is to have no preparedness whatsoever. And thus, they're not ready for the far worse, the bigger problem that's coming in terms of the engineered famine, the food collapse, more supply chain collapse, and so on. Now, right now in Shanghai, the city is under extreme lockdown. About half the city is under lockdown. And as a result of this lockdown, people are unable to get groceries. They've been locked down for days, sometimes locked in their buildings, unable to get food, unable to get emergency medicine, you know, emergency healthcare, all kinds of things. At the same time, this lockdown is causing the near shutdown of port activities and container shipping. As a result, it's nearly impossible to get a spare container now for ocean freight. And even if you can get one, the prices are through the roof. And that's probably been engineered by China, by the way. They probably faked the outbreak so that they would shut down the ports yet again in order to cause more of a supply chain collapse for the United States and other countries that are dependent on Chinese exports. So, you know, it's probably contrived, but nevertheless, it's very real. And yet, you have most Americans in denial over this. Denial. I know businesses that typically import things by the container from China or from other Asian nations. And they're seeing that the container prices and shipping prices are very, very high right now. And they're telling me and telling themselves that, oh, they're just going to wait for prices to settle back down and then they'll ship the products later. They're living in denial. This problem isn't going to magically go away. Container shipping isn't going to get cheaper or easier, especially with fuel prices going through the roof globally, including the kind of fuel that's used to power, you know, ocean container ships and ocean vessels and so on. Nothing is getting cheaper. So they're going to be in a situation where they just never get the supply. And the supply chain is collapsing now worse than it was back in 2020 from COVID. So you could say that the COVID lockdowns and the COVID supply chain collapse was the warm-up round. That was the round, it was kind of the test. Like, are you awake? Do you realize how fragile the supply chain is? Do you realize you need to have some backup supplies? That was the test in 2020. And to some extent in 2021. And it turns out most people failed the test. They thought it was a one-time thing and they don't need to be preppers. They don't need to plan ahead or get shipping going ahead of time in case there are problems and delays. They've gone back to the same way of thinking that they had before, which is that, oh, everything's going to return to normal. So this denialism is dangerous to everyone, not just those who are in denial. The denialism is dangerous to the rest of us because those who are in denial, they will be the ones who will panic from their lack of food. You know, real starvation is coming for the world. It's beginning in the next few months, mostly in the Middle East and then spreading to Europe, and which is already starting, and then to North America and Australia and other countries after that, and Canada and so on. The starvation will hit us last, but it has already begun in other areas, other parts of the world. But people are in denial. And this gets back to normalcy bias, where you still have people going to the grocery store and thinking, oh, it's always going to be like this. These products are always going to be in stock, and we're always going to have this selection. Look at, this is amazing. 17 types of donuts here or whatever. You know, 57 types of corn chips and fried snacks. That's going to go away. You're not going to have that. But people don't get it yet. And so it brings up the realization that the only time that it gets real for people is when they can't buy the food that they customarily consume, or when they can't buy the fuel, or they can't afford to buy these things. That's when it gets real for people. And we're not quite there yet in America. We're a few months away from that. So during these few months, the typical consumer, you know, the oblivious consumer, can maintain their delusion that, oh, everything's going to be fine. We're getting back to normal. This is how everything's going to be from here forward. We're always going to have supply in the grocery stores. You know, there's always going to be diesel at the gasoline station and whatever. They can lie to themselves for a little bit longer, but not much longer, because the reality is going to hit this year, and it's going to hit them hard. And that's when you're going to see the masses panic. You know, the people who are just, I don't know, obsessed with mainstream media and celebrity news and sports or whatever, whatever occupies their attention, you know, fashion, whatever, video games, you name it. They're going to hit this brick wall of reality, and they're going to begin starving, not even having enough to eat, not being able to buy it because they did not prepare. Or they're not going to be able to buy fuel, not going to be able to drive to their job if that's something they do. And then when the dollar collapse, which is being engineered into the system, when the dollar collapse hits and the food stamp systems go down and the transactional infrastructure fails, then almost immediately across America's cities, you have total chaos, more so in America than probably anywhere else in the world, because America has been driven to the brink of a culture war and a collapse of law enforcement because of Democrat policies and the complicit corporate media and so on. America's on the verge of collapse, even in good times. If you take away the usefulness of the dollar, it just goes into total chaos. Now, remember, when it turns to chaos, people like you and I who have planned ahead, who realize what's coming, we have the ability to anticipate things, right? That's what makes us preppers. During this time, you will not be able to safely go out and buy more groceries. Grocery stores will become combat zones in many parts of the country, in many cities. Perhaps not so much in rural areas, but certainly in many cities. Combat zones. You won't be able to get in there and buy anything without running the severe risk of being robbed or being involved in an altercation or being accused of being a hoarder because you have too much stuff in your grocery cart. They're going to be combat zones. And you're going to see shootings. You're going to see looting of grocery stores. You're going to see flash mob robberies and so on. So realize that part of your prepping needs to take into account the fact that your food supply is actually cut off the minute that the chaos rises to a level where it's no longer safe to go to the grocery stores. And you're going to see things that they test marketed during COVID, where you have to wait in a long line in a parking lot and you're allowed to buy a certain amount of groceries. Remember that? They did that during COVID, where you waited in line and then you paid a set fee, like $97, and you get a bag with, you know, rice and milk and bread and whatever. And they had those pre-made. I don't know if you recall that. It wasn't that long ago. That's coming back. And they're going to have National Guard troops in the parking lots running those lines to make sure that nobody gets crazy violent. So you're going to have the military martial law enforcement of the food retail infrastructure. And by the way, you won't be able to buy more than you're allowed, more than you're allotted, because it's going to be food rationing. So you have to show your ID. Your ID will be scanned. They may have a food rationing passport at some point, but you won't be able to just buy unlimited quantities. You won't even be able to go into the store and shop. They're just going to make a bag for you, whatever, whether you want it or not, and that's what you get. And you're going to see that. I mean, basically the closing of the grocery stores. No longer can you just walk around and take what you want and put it in your cart. That's going to go away in a lot of areas as the chaos crescendos. So do you see the value of growing some of your own food? And, you know, I've got a free audiobook coming out shortly. I want to encourage you, go ahead and pre-register for that book. It's completely free. It's called Resilient Prepping, and it talks about growing food using low-tech or no-tech approaches. And it talks about all kinds of survival and preparedness using little or no technology. And that book is going to be a completely free download. You can also download the PDF transcript as well as the audio files. But again, resilientprepping.com is the website. If you pre-register there right now, we'll send you an email when that book is available. And I'm hoping it'll be available here in just a few weeks. It's my part is mostly done, and our staff is now doing transcription and layout and so on and prepping the audio files. So it's very nearly ready, and it's going to give you a lot of life-saving information. So resilientprepping.com. And I want to thank you. Thank you for your support and for your attention. And please take this seriously, because it's going to get worse than anything we've ever seen. I'm Mike Adams. Thanks for listening. Take care.